Set 10. Summing up. Let's begin the discussion, shall we? Our principal has asked us to organise a leaving party for our English teacher. The first subtopic we should talk about is where to have the party. Does anyone have any suggestions? Yes, I suggest having it in the activities room. That's a good place for a party, because there are lots of colourful decorations. I'm not so sure about that. The activities room is usually occupied. Sorry, what do you mean by occupied? Well, what I mean is there are usually people using the activities room. Oh, I see. That's a good point. Well, I think we should have it in our classroom instead. Sorry, I disagree. I think our classroom is too small for a party. What about having it in the school hall? That's a good suggestion. There's plenty of room in the school hall. Yes, that's right. Now, let's move on to the second subtopic. When to have the party. I think we should have it on a Saturday. I'm not so sure about that. I don't think many students would want to come to school on a Saturday. What about having it at lunchtime instead? Yes, that's a better time. I'm sorry, I don't agree. Many students are busy at lunchtime. For example, they take extra classes or go to club meetings. I think the best time would be after school. Most students are free then. I agree. Not many students have activities after school, so they would be able to come to the party. Yes, and they would have more time to relax and enjoy themselves. Well, I think we've covered that point. Let's move on to the next subtopic, what activities to have. Does anyone have any suggestions? I think we should have lots of different games. Everyone likes to play games. Well, that's true, but I think games are quite difficult to organise. In my opinion, we should have simple activities like music and dancing. Yes, music and dancing are easy to organise. Let's do that. Good idea. I have lots of good music. Oh, me too. I have about 100 CDs. What's your favourite type of music? Sorry, but I think we've got off the topic. We should be discussing what activities to have. Does anyone have any other idea? Well, I feel we should do something to make the teacher feel special. For example, we could sing him a song. Great idea. I know that he loves music and singing. We could also make him a special card. The card will remind him of us. Okay, let's move on to the last subtopic. What food and drinks to have. I think we should have pizza and pasta because everyone will be hungry after school. I'm not so sure about that. I think everyone will be eating their dinner soon after the party, so we should only have small snacks. Yes, I agree. What about drinks? I think we should have coffee and tea. Sorry, but I didn't catch that. Sorry, I said I think we should have tea and coffee. I don't agree. I think it's too difficult to have hot drinks. I think we should just have fruit juice. Yes, let's have fruit juice and other soft drinks. Right, I think we've discussed all the subtopics. Does anyone have anything else to say? Well, I think we should buy the teacher a small present, like a book. I know he loves to read. Good idea. Let's do that. Is there anything else? One more thing. I feel we should invite some of the teacher's other students to the party, so they can say goodbye too. Okay, to sum up, we've decided to have the party in the school hall after school. We've agreed to have some music and dancing, sing a song, and make a special card. We've also decided to have small snacks, fruit juice, and soft drinks. And we've also agreed to buy the teacher a book and invite some of his other students. That was a good discussion. Thanks, everyone.